Thanks, Jerry. I think everyone knows exactly what the circumstances are right now in terms of my decision not to play a game of basketball in the NBA. Doesn't mean I'm not going to play basketball somewhere else, but I've talked to all my confidants, my family, my friends, as Jerry has just informed you, to the organization. I even talked to David Stern as of yesterday and even today, and I'm very solid with my decision of not to play the game of basketball in the NBA. Reasoning being, I've heard a lot of different speculations about my reasons for not playing, but I've always stressed to people that have known me and the media that has followed me that when I lose the sense of motivation and the sense of to prove something as a basketball player, it's time for me to move away from the game of basketball. It's not because I don't love the game. I love the game of basketball, I always will. I just feel that at this particular time in my career, I've reached the pinnacle of my career. I've achieved a lot in that short amount of time, if you want to call it short. But I just feel that I don't have anything else for myself to prove. And I met with some of my teammates this morning, and it was very, very emotional because they meant a lot to me, and we have shared a lot of time together over the last 9 years, Paxson being the guy that I've been with for the last 8 years, and other guys I've spent a lot of time for the last 5 years, and we've achieved a lot. We've gone through a lot of stages, and my success has been as much as their success. They've been a part of that. My family's been a part of that. My wife, my father, who, as everyone knows, has left us. And I guess the biggest gratification, I'm a very optimistic person. I guess the biggest positive thing that I can take out of my father not being here with me today is that he saw my last basketball game. And that means a lot. It was something that I have talked and my family has talked for a long period of time. He advised me, quite frankly, to retire after my first championship. But we had many discussions, and my discussions was that I still had a lot to prove as a player, and I wanted to win more. At the end of the year, after we won our third championship, we talked once again, and I was kind of leaning towards that direction. And he knew that, and my family knew that, and it was just a matter of waiting until this time when basketball was near to see if my heart would change. And I went through all the different stages of getting myself prepared for the next year. And the desire was not there. And it wasn't like everyone had speculated about all the different media pressure and the different pressures that I was feeling. I deal with pressure all the time. And I've always said that I would never let you guys run me out the game. So don't think that you've done that. This is my choice, and I've always wanted to make it my choice, and it's a choice that I chose to live with. And certainly it goes without some reservations a little bit because I'm gonna miss the game, I'm gonna miss the opportunities of winning extra championships and spending more time with teammates for 8 months and going on trips or whatever, and some of the things that men do in basketball. I'm gonna miss it. The psychological warfare that Phil put us all through in 8 months, I'm gonna miss that. But at some point in time, you have to look at the future. I think one thing about my father's death is that it can be gone and be taken away from you at any time. And there's still a lot of things out there for me to achieve. It's a lot of family members and friends that I haven't seen because I've been very selfish in my career. To try to get to this point and make sure that I achieve all the dreams that I want to achieve. Now that I'm here, it's time to be a little bit unselfish in terms of spending more time with my family, my wife, my kids, and just get back to a normal life, as close to it as I could. It's going to be tough, but I'm very happy with my decision, and I'm very glad that I'm in a position to make that choice. A lot of times you guys do all the pushing, and now I'm taking the lead, and I'm doing all the necessary steps to walk away from the game when I feel I need to.